2012.
Hello.
I had 7 minutes.
Well, technically, I was off today.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's right. Oh, my
you're
God.
Good.
I'm so sorry.
Well, no, you're good. I'm home now.
Okay. First things first, I'm actually, well, I am calling about work, but more importantly, Nevaeh just shared with me, she just got another scholarship from another school, St. Bonaventure, $105,000. It's a max scholarship.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, right.
Where's that school at?
St. Bonnie. It's Hey, Alexa, where is St. Bonaventure College located? St. Bonaventure, New York. It gave me the mile difference away from where I am now, but I didn't hear it. Secondly, I know you have a magic little printer for photo thing over there in your neck of the woods, correct?
Huh?
Like when you want to print your photos on your printer?
Oh,
print
yeah,
paper,
I just print them.
Stuff,
mm-hmm.
You're able just yeah. to print them.
Yeah.
I need help picking. She edited like 11 images that we chose. So I was going to send you the link and then the password and stuff so that you could help me maybe pick even further than this.
Got you.
So
what are you picking to do, to print or to what are you picking to do?
I get this is what she says. You said before that you thought that it was a good deal, but I'm confused as to how to set up these overall sessions because it's like included in your package. It says, let me know how you want me to do it. And then I responded back, well, what do most people like? And she responded back, people do like a mixture of two things, of the digital and the, like, because you could get the digital files, like 10 digital files. So I would get these 10 digital files from the photo shoot, original photo shoot, because these are the ones that we chose.
Right.
Then from there, I can do 10 prints, 8 by 10 or smaller, instead of the digital
okay.
files. So I'm wondering if I only need, like, wallets, 5 by 7s, you know, to hand out to people and stuff.
Yeah.
What would you do? As a
well,
photographer.
I would do...
I want to have access to get as many as I want of certain things, right?
Right. Well, so she doesn't give you... So once you purchase those 12, you have access to do your own printing or no?
Yes, if I choose to just do those 12 as digitals and not have her print them off herself.
Yeah, I would just do that because you can get them way cheaper.
Like through a website or something?
Absolutely, yeah.
Mm, okay.
Because then
or
you can
I could
have
send
them do...
the link to my parents and they could do what they wanted.
Correct.
I
like having full access to the like to all the images. Because what's
yeah.
going to happen is if you just do the, like, have that and then just print what you want, she's doing the same thing you're going to do, which is go through a company, and then you
mm-hmm.
get the images, but she gets a kickback from whatever you order. So you might as well just get full, have full rights to all the images, and then you just do what you want with them, which is when you then can decide, okay, I want, you know, 50 wallets, but I want, you know, like this image, and like then you have access to do anything you want. And then, oh, crap, I need more. So then you just order more, and you don't have to go through her every time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I would get the rights to the images, the digital images, and then you then, because you can get them pretty cheap on I wouldn't do Shutterfly or stuff like that. I would, there's, I'll have to figure out where Chris did my, we have like a, our wedding picture that he got on a canvas, which is really cool.
That'd be awesome.
And it was super cheap. It was like, it was
really
inexpensive. Mm-hmm. So I'll have to, yeah, I'll have to ask him. But yeah, he found that on like Amazon, which is weird, you know. So there's a lot of different like inexpensive printing companies that will do wallets and do, but it's a lot cheaper.
Okay. Yeah, it would be better then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Because what's going to happen? You're going to be like, oh, crap, I need more of these. And then you have to keep continuously going back to
her. Right?
And it's like, no, I just want access to be able to print them when I want to print them. And then you can literally send them as a digital copy to your parents. You can send them to me. Like, I can print them right here from my computer. You know, like, then you're not having to.
I can pay you for, like, the photo finish, you know, paper or whatever. And then.
Yeah, I mean, I could literally print them here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah, nice. it's that simple. Like, it's, that's how easy it is.
Yeah, and then she just has, like, the last thing that she does as her thing is she, what's the word I'm looking for? She sends over to the yearbook because they have to be done a certain way, and she has to crop and put it, like, the yearbook images, I guess, have to be done differently than the normal, so. I don't, I'm not sure.
Yeah, because then you'll just submit, you'll just submit one of your, her PDF files, like, to them.
Okay.
Of which, yeah, because it will be, you'll have access to that, yeah.
Cool, okay. So that's what you would do. You would just have access to everything and just.
Correct, yes.
I like that idea, too. I was wondering how I was. Because, you know, she was a good friend of mine. I didn't want to be like, okay, I want the cheapest and best and da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, no, that's, I mean, it makes sense to just do it. That's exactly. And honestly, when I would do pictures, like, I give all the pictures. Like, Chris's niece, like, I just said, here's the flash drive. So you pick your favorites because you're going to have favorites, like, out of all of them. Said, so you pick whatever favorites you are, put them on this flash drive. I gave a separate one. Said, so save them on this one, and then I'll edit those ones.
Mm-hmm.
So that I don't
so
have to go in.
That's kind of what she did.
Hold on, buddy. I got to just put my card in. So, yeah. So it's like, and then I just, here, and then I just give them to her and say, here, go print and do whatever you want with them. Like, I'm not only giving you 12. I give them all to them.
But you only edit the 12.
The ones they like.
Yeah.
Well, no, because I think they picked like 30.
Oh.
That she loved. Yeah, because I took like over probably 500 photos.
Oh my God! Why didn't I just pay you for $200? But
yeah,
I mean,
so I like, took 500, and then because not every picture turns out, so you're taking so many, and then
yep.
I let them go through them and pick what they like, and then. I think there was like 30 photos.
Mm-hmm.
So I did whitening of the teeth, and I did like right in the background, you know, things that I needed to do to the photos to make them. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. When you see the difference, because I sent you to this phone number, so you probably can't look. But when you see the difference between what she edited and then how she hazes out the bottom where all like the little white flowers are where she's standing and
mm-hmm.
that sort of thing. It's super pretty.
Yeah. 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 No people. Yeah. Photography nowadays, like it's an art, but
yeah.
It's not hard. It's not as hard as people think it is. It's actually, you just have to have an eye for it and it's fun. I love doing it. I just don't have the time to do it. That's my problem.
Yeah. I mean, I think I have a good eye for that art aspect of it. Like when
mm-hmm.
I was in Amsterdam and stuff and finding a good shot from across the way or whatever the case is. But I don't know how great I am at editing because I over-process some photos and stuff. And Matt always is like, send me the original. This is terrible. I can't
yeah.
believe you made it so bright and colorful. and it looks fake. I go, yeah, I wanted it that way.
Here, Bubba.
Last but not least, did you happen to get a hold of them, or?
I didn't. I left a message on, so.
Did I follow up?
I think so. I would just be like, at this point,
hey.
they're avoiding us. I mean, because.
Yeah.
Like, I left a message for her to call me back, and I literally stated, too, because I was like, all right, Janet's avoiding me. Because I called at 10 a.m. Like, she's not with a customer already. Come on now.
Right.
So, literally called at 10 a.m. So, I said, first asked for Janet, and then I said, hi, this is Christy. Is Janet available? Yep, just 1 minute. So, she gets off, and then she comes back, oh, Janet's with a customer right now, or she's busy. And with a customer, I was like, okay. I was like, does she have, like, literally 1 minute?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, she's with a customer. And I was like, okay, is Gwen there? And she's like, Gwen's not in today. And I was
mm-hmm.
like, all right. I said, well, I guess have her give me a call back. And I said, it sounds like you guys are wanting to send back Rare and Forever. I just needed to give her the details how to do that. So I made it as like, hey, I'm just trying to get a hold of her to
that
tell her how
sense.
To send it back. Yeah,
yep.
And I still didn't get a call back. So,
hmm.
So yeah, I would just, and then I text Gwen on her cell phone because I had her cell phone number in the portal.
Mm-hmm.
So I texted her. I called, her voicemail was full, so I couldn't leave a message. So then I texted her and said, basically just said, hey, Gwen, it's Christy from RDI at Rare and Forever. Wanted to touch base with you guys sending back the items. I think there was a confusion that these were on Venmo the whole time, question mark. I'm not sure where that was understood because it is a brand that has to be bought into. So I'd love to quick have a combo to go over so we can go over what we can or can come to a solution. So no response, nothing. So I would say, yeah, we just need to say, okay, you guys need to send back the full display with all the pieces, anything Rare and Forever, and please package it up nicely, and then the goods can be sent separately, insured. And we'd just be done.
I'm done, too.
Oh, I got to, if someone's calling.
Yeah, me too. Bye.
Okay.